The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm Matt Man.
I'm Nine.
And this is After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Oh, I thought you wanted to swap those. Never mind. I didn't mean to cut in on you.
That's all right. I think it blipped for a second.
It may have. This thing, the browser I'm using to communicate with you is keeps saying my connection is unstable, but then my connection's great because I'm sitting 12 feet from my router.
I'm literally setting on mine right now. It's got a little cushion on top.
Oh, well, maybe it's your connection because you're sitting on it.
I reduced it to 4G because I'm sitting on it.
Oh, Lord.
Nah, I'm not really. I am nearby, though.
No, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I'm close. I mean, I'm sitting in the dining room, and the router's in the living room, and I can see the living room TV just fine from here.
Where's the dishwasher? She's at work.
No, it's behind me. Let's see. I got a question somebody asked us.
So, oh, boy. Okay. Yeah. Someone asked, well, tell them where you're happily married, and I'm not into sharing.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be upset to hear that.
I knew it'd be a guy. Dang it.
No, it's it was somebody on Snap asked me why we always have WWE people in studio and nobody else.
Oh, boy.
We have Jeremy Clements in the studio, but he's talking about people who come in from out of town.
Well, I mean, my answer for that is WWE is a corporation, is a it's a billion-dollar conglomerate. They have people doing those things. I guess they're referring to like concerts and things like that. Those guys don't get up that early. They won't get up that early.
They will not.
They do interviews, but it's usually with like afternoon people, things like that. Also, road managers, generally speaking, for rock bands are worse drug addicts than the rock stars.
I don't know if it's that or what. But man, they got foul dispositions usually.
Yeah, they do.
Like maybe one out of 10 is a decent human being who treats you like a human being. The rest of them you want to punch in the damn face.
You know what it is, though? I mean, think about it down deep. They finally realize that everyone is nice to them to meet the band.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get your a goober smooching to get somebody back to a meet and greet to meet, you know, Poison or whoever the band is.
I bet that road manager found out the hard way that don't happen like that in reality. That's why he's in such a bad mood, because that ain't true.
He's not getting laid like they act like in the movies. Yeah.
Some girl who wants to have sex with the band ain't going to have sex with you on the way to have sex with them. Because then they ain't going to have sex with you because they just had sex with the roadie.
Yeah. And plus, if you're the band, you don't want sloppy seconds.
No, you're a rock star. You're not gonna no.
Yeah, they probably count on it getting it afterwards, and the girl's like, "Oh, I got mine. I'm out.
I'm leaving." Yeah,
and then they're gonna, "Hey, radio, come here, radio,
yeah, radio, okay, come here.
What's up, concert? How are you?
What's up, tour?
Yeah, hey, yeah. There, boy, I don't know where that came from. I guess every, with the exception of a few. I know, yeah. Bret Michaels guy is freaking class act, but...
Yeah, but Bret Michaels makes sure to do that, though. Like, yes, he goes well out of his way to make sure the guy's cool and not a dick, because he knows how those guys are dicks.
Yeah. Yeah, but God, we used to.
It used to be back in the day. You'd occasionally get some of the newer bands would come do stuff on the radio. Once I got called.
I ain't even got my camera on. Let me turn it on. Let me look at you.
We had a band in one time called Social Burn at the old studio when they had a single out. They were a baby band at the time, and they came on the show. I remember them coming to do it because I watched them try to get chips out of a vending machine, and they could not figure out how to operate a vending machine.
Oh, man.
I had to do it for them so they could have snacks because they could not buy their own snacks. But
well, they probably assumed we'd have some in a green room.
Probably. And again, that's one of those mistaken assumptions.
What are those fallacies of rock and roll?
Yeah, it's not really like that, guys. We ain't going to buy you shit at 3 o'clock in the morning.
It's really a red room. And now our engineer lives in there.
Yeah, he does. I think he's been lost in there for a few years. But the thing about it is, and I don't want to sound like a jerk when I say this, but somewhere along the lines, somebody realized that it isn't doing any good for a band like Social Burn to get up and come in the studio because, well, the vast majority of people don't want to hear any new music. And they don't give a damn about something they don't already know. They just don't. They're not going to be interested because they don't already know your name. And if they don't already know your name, they don't care to learn it.
Boy, that's true.
And that's so true, especially people after they hit like 30.
I am so like, I almost said a bad word now. I had my phone in my hand talking into it. Because of the microphone.
It's tiny. The microphone is.
It's very small. I miss that stuff. Like, I despise phone interviews. I like phone calls. But when you're doing a phone call to a listener or whatever, like, you know, they have intent why they're calling in or blah, 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 staying on subject or asking questions. But when you do that, you can't see their face to know. Like the other day when we had Damian Priest and you know, we were alluding to the fact that he's dating Lana, formerly of WWE, but didn't say her name. And when I first mentioned, like, how do you have a relationship? I already know this in my back pocket. I'm not going to mention her by name. How do you have a relationship? And then he starts to smile real big. It's like, well, you know, maybe they're in the industry too, and it just works out. And I was like, oh, really? And that face-to-face made – that would have never happened on the phone.
No, never. Obviously, face-to-face makes that moment, yeah.
You see, read that body language, you know, like, all right, he wants to play. This is fun. And I hate phone interviews. If I have to, I'll do it, but it's not my cup of tea at all.
Well, it sucks because there's multiple people talking on the phone line. Nobody can see anybody. It just don't work out.
That's why I like this show better.
In-person element.
Right.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know, man. Part of it, too, is damn social media, because it used to be that WWE still, it's like something that Paul was saying in a press conference a while back about, he's glad he didn't sign some people because he doesn't want people who don't want to grind because they still believe in the grind, and the grind is gone. It's not like it used to be. People used to hustle and grind to sell tickets. That's why we had Jesco White come in studio, because he was grinding to sell them tickets to that show.
My God, we sold them out too.
Yeah, and that's why we had Mamie and Kirk White come in and various other people, because they were grinding and hustling to sell them tickets. And now everybody just relies on social media. And social media don't sell the tickets like doing something does.
That's
like
a great
just
point.
Posting it on Facebook ain't selling the tickets. You want to sell the last 100 tickets, you come on our show, we'll sell it. We'll have them turning away at the door.
Let me tell you something that I know this firsthand is that just because you throw, and I'm talking about my business, but that just because you throw something up on social media, if the algorithm and, you know, realizing Facebook and Instagram is the same algorithm, same company, if they even have a hint that you're trying to sell something or you're a business or
you're
a radio
something?
Show, right. Yeah. It automatically pushes you down because they want you to boost it and then spend money. So think about that world where you live in a world where the internet is free. Put it out there. But unless you give us more money, ain't nobody going to see this.
Yeah, because the internet is free, but our platform is our platform.
Yes.
And we're going to but for years, Facebook had this platform and people were using it to make money hand over fist with free advertising. And eventually Facebook said, nope, no more of that.
I remember going to or watching a business webinar one time, and this is pre-COVID, and the guy was saying, if you guys are not doing social media for your business, you're missing out. You're going to look back at this time and say, holy crap, I was missing this free opportunity. Mm-hmm. And then that was about the time the algorithm figured out, like, oh, they're an influencer, or, oh, they have a podcast or a radio show, or they're a brand of this and la-da-da. Then they work it against you versus you being some cute couple that makes dancing videos together.
Well, you had, and in some cases, bite your tongue.
Yeah.
Okay. In some cases, you had companies that make their money by selling ads using Facebook to generate everything they use to sell those ads, but they weren't giving a dime to Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And that don't make a lick of sense business-wise.
But, for Facebook?
Well, not for Facebook, yeah, it makes no sense business-wise for Facebook to allow that to go on in perpetuity. Right. So, yeah, it had to inconvenience a bunch of people who sell ads but didn't want to buy none.
I agree with that. I'm just saying my business hated it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying there, too. It's a separate point, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
I totally do.
See that in radio is that people, I don't mind saying this, but like you'll have some people who say, yeah, we're just talking about advertising on the show. We're just doing a social media buy this time. And I'm like, okay. Okay, because I live here and did not mm-hmm. know about your event until you talked about us advertising for you.
Yeah.
And you may know the one I'm referring to, but it was the world of which I live in. I like this stuff, and I did not know this was a thing. So I think that's where it goes back to us, and it's not just to put us over. We are great at when we do like live commercials and endorsements and things, but like we really use the stuff and go to the stuff and watch the stuff, and like we consume the stuff. We don't ever just we've turned down stuff before. We're like, yeah, our audience knows we would not use that stuff or blah blah blah.
Yes,
and if it don't work, it don't work. But the whole thing of, we're going to put it on social media. People will hear about it. What are you doing with that finger more than anything on there? You scrolling. If you don't grab them, they ain't going to see it.
Yes. And you know what you do, too? Like, this is how you know what impact social media actually has. How often is it you're scrolling social media and you scroll right through a post by somebody you're friends with, somebody you think a lot of, just don't really actually care? Like, even if it's somebody you're close personal friends with, you might scroll right past their post and not even check it out hardly.
I guess it depends on the time of which I'm watching or looking on there. There's certain people that this is probably even worse than what you said. I will like it without even reading the caption because I just like the person.
Yeah.
It's like, if the picture's cool or whatever, you're like, oh, I like that. I don't know what you said in any of this. Maybe you're wishing death on this dog that's so mm-hmm. cute that I disliked. And I agreed with it. That's why I don't respond to unanswered prayer requests. You better tell me what I'm praying for you. If it ain't something I agree with, I ain't doing it. Quit being a pussy. Tell me why you want me to pray for you.
Yeah, tell me why.
I'm being funny with that. I mean,
I get it, though. Like, your unspoken request, I don't want to pray for something bad. Yeah, I don't want to pray for something evil. Oh.
You want me to help you out with my pathway to the Lord, but you don't want to be a cool friend and tell me what's going on? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep back wishing for a normal life. Screw you over there.
You weirdo. That's funny. That's funny.
With your little dose of drama. Son of a bitch, I'm on season 48 of it. I'm ready to play reruns.
Yeah. And that, man, I'm glad there's so many people who are so, like, imagine if these people who are active on the various social medias, imagine if they did any work or anything productive. Like, even to the point that we're sitting here talking in our own houses, but people aren't even as productive as we're being right now.
Well, I mean, it is producing something. Yes, you're
right. It's producing something. People don't, like, a lot of people spend all day not producing anything. They're just sucking up bandwidth about just absolute horseshit.
I will never respond or refer to myself as a content creator. That's just too descriptive. You make it shit. Is. You make funny video. You know, I ain't consuming.
I create content. Not like, no, yeah. That's a self-aggrandizing ass label that sounds like videos. Made up words.
You eat hot wings and dance with your grandmother. And you pretend that you're disappearing from your dog. You're not.
I'm creating content.
I feel bad for the guy or girl out there who's a honey hole for those content creators. Like, they don't have a lot of followers, and the big timers go and steal all their shit and start copying them. You know,
I like the fail videos, man. And like, if you want to be a content creator, all you have to do is fall down on camera. Yeah. All you have to do is miss a step while somebody has their phone out, and you're a content creator because you broke your leg.
Well, Jack,
that's how hard it is to be a content creator. All you have to do is have an accident. You accidentally can create content.
Yeah, that's where the Jackass guys figured it out. By the way, happy birthday, Wee Man, who's Wee Man. 50, right? 50 years old now? Or
51, I believe.
God, that's insane. Believe. That's insane.
By the time they hear this, he will have been 51 for a couple days, probably.
Okay, yes. Well, fine, then. Where were you the other day, folks?
Where were you on Jason Acuna's birthday?
You would have laughed when he gets blowed up in the air by an airbag, but you don't remember him on his big day.
Do you think he's any kin to Ronald?
He couldn't wear that many chains. He'd drag his little head, big head to the ground.
He's stout, man. He'd whoop our asses, I bet.
He'd headbutt the hell out of him.
He would, dude. He's stout. He's really good and stout.
This is, you know, this is, I don't know why this is such a struggle for people nowadays to say, you know, if you know, the M word is so bad. Let's just say a little person or whatever. Have you ever been curious? I don't want to, because I would feel bad. But let's say the aggressor was the midget. Would you fight one back?
I mean, if I'm being attacked,
I'm asking you before I answer.
Yeah.
I would have a hard time with it, man.
Well, I'd have a hard time punching a dog, but if it was trying to bite me, I wouldn't.
Well, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Not to like equate to people and dogs of any sort, but I mean, I love dogs, but if a dog's trying to attack me, I'll punch it.
Well, I know. I would feel like people from a distance would think I was hurting a child. And I was like, no, come closer. He's a man.
Let a 6-year-old charge me with a knife and watch what happens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh God!
I'm not kidding. Like if some Michael Myers like 5-year old comes at you with a kitchen knife, what are you gonna do?
Chucky is the greatest example of that. You're absolutely right. Yeah,
you'd punt it,
kick the hell out of Chucky.
You'd punt that doll, or if it was a 5-year old coming at you with a butcher knife and in a crazy look in his eye, you'd punt him too.
I grabbed the butcher knife. I put it up for Nate.
Sloppy, slimy eggs. Yeah.
Real particular about your eggs.
I think it goes for anything. If a butterfly tried to stab me, I'd smack it.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking about, first off, it would be more of a leg game than anything.
Because
Punch, you ever punch down? It's hard to do.
Punch you a lot down, of leverage on it.
I went to that. I don't want to say too much, but I went to a thing the other day where we were punching down. It was a class. Suck it. It was a whatever. And you're punching down. In your mind, it's like, oh, ain't no big thing. By God, you start feeling it in parts of your arm you didn't realize you had. Mm-hmm. Like, it's punching down is such a unnatural thing, but it really needs to be done from time to time. But I wouldn't want to be doing it to a person's head.
But it'd be a lot easier to punch down and hurt something than it would be to like hurt Robert Wadlow punching up.
Oh God. Watch, that'd be the next class. All right,
you can't get nothing on the punches going up like that. But going down, you can put some weight on those. So you can at least do more damage that way.
I guess you realize now I'm training to be a professional wrestler.
Yeah. That's funny.
I went for yoga, ended up staying for jazzercise.
Well, man, sometimes it happens. You got tied up in a yoga pretzel and couldn't get up till jazzercise started.
Man, you know what I'm going to do? We hang up. It's not going to be anything I would throw up on social media just because people would Photoshop it and do gross things to it, put ding-a-lings places. But I want to take a picture and show you my flexibility now. My God. Okay.
That's good.
It's kind of astonishing.
You gonna wear britches in the photo?
I guess I have to go find something.
You don't have to.
Yeah, I like to sit. Nine has never expressed this, but I like to sit here right now as though I'm getting ready to go into work as a Chippendales dancer. So I'm wearing cufflinks and a bow tie only. I'll put the pants on before I leave.
Well, you should.
Hair's ready. Hair's ready.
That's why you always have the camera off.
I don't want you to see me getting dressed.
Yeah. Luckily, I wear a t-shirt, so I got my camera on.
Yeah, but no pants, oddly enough. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm Porky Pigging it over here.
What do you think? Yeah, my daughter, because my grandson now and cartoons and stuff, she asked me, she's like, why do you think that they never put a shirt, or why did they make Porky Pig wear a shirt?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I guess, why did they not make him wear the pants? I was like, well, you had to have on something. Otherwise, the other ones have on little outfits, you know. Nobody's ever thought, like, how the hell did they make these outfits? Where do they come from? Nevertheless, if he's standing there, you're just going to see his pig titties. And that would be weird on a cartoon to sit there and just, yeah, he's sitting there being all funny and everything, but you're staring at his pig tits over and over again.
Yeah, because it was open, yeah.
Yeah, so I appreciate the shirt.
Yeah, I do too. But remember the early Porky Pig where I don't even know if he was called Porky, might have had a different name, where he was real fat?
Oh, yeah, he's like, dumb. He was real dumb.
Real fat, and that's the version that when he went fishing, he fell asleep, and then he had a dream that the fish caught him, and they were torturing him, and he was naked, and it was just dark and disturbing ass cartoon.
I watched something on it or read about that a long time ago. I want to look this up now.
I watched it on YouTube not too long ago. It's still disturbing as hell to watch. It's just weird, oddly dark for a damn children's cartoon, man.
Yeah, he 1935. He didn't even get the hat till 100 episodes in.
Yeah.
He was just out there wearing a bow tie and a fucking jacket.
But think about it, though. Like, Daffy Duck just had, like, the collar on. He was naked other than the collar. Bugs Bunny, did he wear a bow tie at some point, or is he just
that's
naked?
That's what I was just saying. I mixed up my worlds. That's like DC and Marvel. I'm mixing up Looney Tunes and Disney. Disney dressed all theirs.
Well, Donald Duck didn't have pants on.
He did not. Okay.
He did not. And Disney was messed up because Goofy is a dog and Pluto is a dog, but somehow they're not the same.
I have a great example that I'll share with you off the air about that someone made to me years ago.
Okay.
And it has to do, you know, I won't say, but it's,
why is Goofy wearing suspenders and eating with a fork out of a plate, but then Pluto is naked wearing a dog collar and eating out of a dog bowl on the floor?
I'll try to tell you what I'm referring to. So Walt Disney down deep, some people think was really bad. Like, it had a lot of bad sides to him. He didn't like certain people and things and such. And people have tried to read into that was, imagine if you played on a football team and the quarterback got to go hang out with the coach.
Uh-huh.
You just had to hang out in the locker room with the other football players.
Uh-huh.
Puts you in your place a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Are we on the same page with that?
I don't follow totally.
Well, they were trying to. Okay. They were putting it up, saying it was reflection of slavery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like Pluto. Okay. I see now.
Fan fiction. I know. It's just, but
I guess was, I can see how you could draw that somehow.
Not mine. It just seems
like a theory that would you draw it from the beginning back to the end instead of doing it the right way.
But it doesn't make sense, though. One has learned to live amongst and be friends with, and the other one is still a pet.
Yeah.
But Goofy's kind of slow, so maybe they feel sorry for him.
I don't know, man. I thought Splash Mountain was cool as hell, personally.
Didn't they get rid of it?
Yeah, they did, because it was because it tied back to the Song of the South.
Sweet potato pie and a shut my mouth. Not by Alabama.
No, the movie.
Oh, I see.
The movie. Now, what's weird about it, though, is they never offered that movie for sale or broadcast or distribution in any way, and it came out in the 40s. But Splash Mountain as a ride opened in the late 80s or maybe even 1990 after the movie had been this dark secret banned for 50 years already.
Well,
so 50 years after we banned this movie, we're never going to show again. We're going to go ahead and do this ride themed after it. Nobody will care. And nobody did for 30 years.
Well, with the internet comes a lot of ideas and people sharing and realizing things that they never realized before or see it now through a different lens. And
one day somebody's going to realize the thing about AC/DC and it's going to be a nightmare.
We're going to be sitting back with our arms crossed just like.
We told y'all about this.
We told you.
We've heard the song all our lives.
But look, here's the lyrics on the back of the tape. So obviously they wouldn't print the real lyrics.
Here it is, slowed down on YouTube, clear as day.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah.
Eventually people are gonna figure that out, and it's gonna be a big one.
Well,
as it should be. But it should have been a long time ago.
Yeah.
That should have happened when I was a child.
What, the pullback on racism?
No. Somebody should have figured that out when I was a child. But it said, nobody has yet.
Well, people knew stuff. They were maybe just holding it close because they didn't want people to realize it. Every day. I mean, not every day. Once a week. I'm talking
about somebody who would have said something should have realized it by the 80s.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, every week or so, I will think of a episode of a TV show from the 80s or 90s or a segment from our show in the early 2000s. Oh. Where I'm like, my God, that would never work today. I can't pinpoint when. I'm not saying it's a negative thing. I can sit back and like look at the timeline. Sometimes I can say like the politically correctness time that came because of Bush Senior and various speeches he was making at the time.
Yeah.
All the progression that it was. I think it was like a domino effect. I think it started with race. I think then it went to the Me Too movement that's still going on every day. What's up, David Copperfield? And then I think it started getting more into the gay rights stuff. And it was for people that didn't think outside their own box, it seemed like a lot at once. I'm not saying that toward you. I'm just saying like it as one starts to go, they're like, well, they get to do that now. I would like to be able to stand up for my rights as well. And then one by one, you know, that's the way things start to like slide into place.
Well, yeah, that's how that's going to happen. I'm just shocked nobody realized that
for sure.
The song says that word.
Well, look at some of the stuff TBS used to run.
I mean, but that song is damn near 50 years old. It might be 50 years old. When did Highway to Hell come out? The album?
It's either 78 or 80.
Yeah,
definitely not 79. It's not like Rain Man, but that was the computer in my brain sputtering out.
I want to say it was 78. It was 1979.
Oh, it was 79. Let's see. Lord.
Hang on. I'm looking. The single might have come out in 78. I'm looking to make sure. No, it was it was released 79. Yep, 79. Okay,
it was.
So, it's 45 years old and nobody's realized it yet who's wanted to say anything.
Do you think we just have a keen ear?
What?
Think we have a keen ear?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe we do. We've
probably listened to that song more than any other human being.
You know who produced that album?
Jesse James Dupri.
Mutt Lang.
Oh, Shania's virginity taker.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he took her virginity.
That's true. I only mentioned that because recently she said she lost it at 15. I don't normally speculate about those things.
Yeah. Hopefully he's a lot older than her. I hope he wasn't one.
You know what's a fun little...
We should probably say we assume he was not the one.
No. Yeah. Yes. That's a good point. You mentioned that album, and I remember my cousin, I don't mind saying, my cousin Brian, he's a little bit older than me. He had the album, and you know, that's another lost thing now. I mean, they could put the album art on your phone or on the platform or on the radio station that's playing right now, but you know, that's such a lost part. That's one good thing about vinyl is you can see the whole damn album art now. But my cousin Brian had that album, and I remember just thinking, like, I don't know, the way it's just the four or five of them standing there, and Bon Scott had the horns on his head.
Yeah.
Angus, I think. It was Angus that had it. I can't. One of them did. Had the lip all curled up. And she would, when she would walk by his room, she would take that album, probably just to play around, but also probably serious. She'd take the album, put it face down.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to see his horns. They literally are the devil. That's Antichrist, devil child.
Antichrist.
Antichrist, Jesus devil brother. Child.
Oh, man. I think this is a good time to bring this one to a close because we're having some microphone difficulties.
Me or you?
It was on you, but now it's fine again, so we can keep going if you want to.
Okay. I didn't do anything.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It just kind of digitized and it didn't.
This is the new microphone. Someone actually that we work with was asking me earlier, like, hey, what kind of mic do you use at the house when you're doing the podcast? And I'm like, oh. I got rid of the one made in Russia that they gave us, and I got the Samsung. It was only, you know, it was very inexpensive. And he's like, really? It was that cheap? I'm not going to tell you who I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't even have a guess.
And I was like, yeah, look. And as I go to show Fat Boy my phone, I realize I had bought a Samson phone, microphone.
Samson, yeah, S-A-M-S-O-N.
Same font and everything, and apparently works pretty good. It's very small and probably will get lost here soon. I need to put it up on the shelf high so I can end up taking it to Walmart with me trying to scan it to buy my stuff.
It's smaller than a Bic lighter, these microphones are. I know because I have the same one.
I was going to say, hold it up to your vape thing. I bet it's smaller.
It's smaller than a Bic lighter.
Mm. Yeah.
I have one of those here as well. For candles and things.
Flick my Bic.
Yeah. It's just a pink. It looks like a dog's pecker.
No. That's such a odd thing, isn't it? I see really that is. From time to time with pigs, and goodness, it's just
pigs
it's
got
just,
the squirrely the twirly ones.
Yeah, like a corkscrew.
Yeah, they have those.
Dogs get it. Theirs is like it looks like they walk too close to a flame and something melting.
Yeah, it kind of
burn
does.
The hair off.
My boy dog, he'll sit around with it on his leg. He'll just be laying on his foot.
Oh, what?
I get jealous because I can't touch mine with my foot.
I'm about to say, good Lord.
I'm telling you.
My God. How does your dog run so fast now? Well, he's got five legs.
Hey, no, he's got a rudder. This has been fun, Matt, man.
I've enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, it's been a good one.
Let's do 10 more.
All right. Well, maybe one more.
In the future.
Yeah. We'll do a lot more than 10 in the future.
I'd like to say thank you to you now, for listening to this. And if you don't yet, please subscribe. I wrote this down. I want to stick it here at the tail end. If you don't listen to our morning show, but listen to this show, this podcast, did you find it?
We'd love to know.
I want to find the happen upons. I love those stories.
Yeah, let us know how you found it if you don't listen to the Rise Guys morning show.
Yeah, you can hit me up at O'Matthew on social media, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W, O'Matthew.
You can find me at Nueve on X.
X. I am Matt Man.
I'm 9.
This has been
After Hours.
With the Rise Guys.
That's good.
Thank you. Hold on. If we're going to do one more, I need to turn my air down. I'm hot. Hold on.
Yeah, we can do one more.
All right.
It's cold in here. And man, my fucking air in this house, it gets hot as fuck overnight and cold as fuck all day long.